the theme to our program, Racetracks Everywhere. Let's head to country New South Wales. There's a cup this weekend. It's at Glen Innes. And Vice President of the Glen Innes Race Club is Pete Ritter. He takes our call. How are you, Pete?
I'm going good, mate. Yourself?
I'm doing okay. For those that don't know exactly, tell our listeners where Glen Innes is.
Pretty well about halfway between Sydney and Brisbane, about 160 k's inland from Grafton. Very centralised.
Your cup is coming up. Before we talk about the cup, you were a very busy race club at one stage. That's certainly changed over the years.
Sure has, mate. Back in the early 90s, we started to drop a few meetings. We used to have about 16 to 17 a year. We're back to our one a year, the Glen Innes Cup, which we is a stalwart for the community each and every year.
And always held this time of the year, first week or so of January?
Yep, always. Every year, mate. The way we start the year up here in Glen.
Which means over the years you probably can strike a very hot day or two, although it's been pretty wet this week, but that's a time of the year when you can get some hot ones there.
Look, most of the time we do have generally a really, really good day. Sometimes we cop a few afternoon storms and that sort of thing, but generally it's very good weather here.
Now, one aspect of my interviews, because we're listened to by so many in the racing industry, is just checking with different clubs across the country as to what they're doing with protocols. With the current restrictions and things going on with COVID, what's this weekend's edition of the Glen Innes Cup like in terms of numbers and protocols and so on compared to previous years?
We've done a full COVID safe plan. We've had that all passed by the Health Administration. We've got the signage up. We've got COVID marshals and security guys that are going to be around throughout the crowd all day, working their way from one end of the track to the other, just ensuring that we've got that safety for all of our valued patrons that come along on the day. Safety is a key concern. And with the layout of the track that we've got ample room to support that amount of people.
So what is your cap? How many are you allowed to have? How many do you normally get? How many are you hoping for?
The cap, they've capped it off this year at 3,000, which would be generally about the general crowd that we would get. We're hoping to fulfil that 3,000 this year and moving forward, grow it as much as we possibly can for our one day a year.
So if that's around the normal crowd, the bottom line is, I guess, as we approach the weekend, those that regularly go to the Glen Innes Cup have had plenty of time, and anyone really that wanted to go will be going.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. We've got people from all around that have been told so far from Grafton, Tamworth and Tenterfield at this stage that will be attending, as well as a lot of locals. Gates are going to open around about 11:30. We're going to close them at 3 or as soon as we hit the cap. So, just to maintain that safety for everybody.
One of the aspects of COVID, chatting to so many race clubs in this state, is the extra administrative duties that now clubs have to do. I'm not being a naysayer, but does your club have to keep an eye whether people are coming from Greater Sydney or Northern Beaches and so on? Is that something that is put upon your club to keep an eye on, given, as I said, all these extra duties for a once-a-year race club to have to worry about?
Definitely. We've got to maintain the same protocols and safety measures as every other club in the state. So, yeah, everything that every safety measure that is required will be put forward on the day.
What are horse nominations like? Do they vary from year to year? How strongly is your meeting supported each year and this year, for example?
Well, in the last couple of years, we've had up to around about 80 to 85 nominations. This year, we've nudged 100, and it's looking like we're possibly going to get a little bit more than 100. We've got a race card of 6 events on the day, so we're going to have some really, really good fields and some really, really good supporters here on the day.
And for those that have never been trackside, for our racing purists, tell us a bit about your racetrack itself at Glen Innes.
Like Glen Innes Racetrack is a very, very good track. We're running from post to post around about the 1400 metres. It's one of the best wet weather tracks in the state. We can handle a heap of water, and still race where other clubs and other events and venues, get cancelled. So, you know, the history behind the club is, this is approximately the 152nd or 153rd running of the Glen Innes Cup. And like I said, it's a stalwart in the community. Everybody, everybody gets behind it and supports it every single year. It's a great day out for one and all.
And because you've been cut back on so many meetings, but your track is so good, does anyone train? Is there any use of your track over the rest of the year?
Yeah, for sure. We've got one trainer that's stable here all the time, which is Paddy Cunningham. He's got upwards of around about 10 horses on any one time in training here. But we do have trainers from other towns in the area that come across and use the facility to assist with their training of horses on different track surfaces.
And as you mentioned, the New England Highway and your location, I think, is it a place people stop at or just come through? If you were telling our listeners about why they should head to Glen Innes down the track for a holiday, given holidays internally in Australia seem to be the only thing we'll be doing for a while still, what's the big attractions to staying and coming to visit Glen Innes, apart from your meeting each year?
Well, mate, I'm born and bred in Glen Innes. I'm in love with the Highlands, as are a lot of the residents here. We've got so many great things. We've got amazing bushwalking tracks through some of the most pristine rainforest in the area, in Australia. We've got things like the Glen Innes Cup. Glen Innes has got Minorama each year as well, which is a massive mineral and gem festival where people come from Australia wide to the town. We've got the Celtic Festival each and every year. We've got the Celtic Country Music Awards each and every year. And we also, in 2018, held the first Outlander Festival up at the Standing Stones, where we attracted a special guest, David Berry, which plays Lord John Grey in the Outlandish film series, all the way here to Glen Innes to sign autographs and to join the festivities.
Well, you've certainly given us a great insight. Troy said, have a chat to Pete. He said, you know about the race club, but you certainly know about the township as well. Great to have a bit of a chat to you, as we say. Race clubs are more than just a name and a form guide. Good luck with your cup meeting, and thanks for having a chat to us. All the best, Pete.
No worries. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Pete Ritter from the committee, Glen Innes, their once-a-year race meeting and their cup coming up.